Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 17th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world and what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So yesterday we talked about Google building AI mode into an intermediation layer between your products and your customers. Today, that story just accelerated significantly. Google announced that AI mode now integrates directly with Instacart, Canva, and YouTube Music. The Instacart integration is the one that matters most for our audience. US consumers can now go from asking Google's AI about what to cook for dinner to getting recipe suggestions to completing a grocery checkout through Instacart, all without ever leaving Google's interface. Search isn't just surfacing products anymore, it's completing transactions. That is a fundamentally different proposition than what we've been dealing with for the past two decades of e-commerce. And on the same day, the EU issued its ruling on Google's search practices, ordering Google to share its search data with qualifying rivals, including AI chatbots, starting in 2027. So we have two forces moving simultaneously. Google is building a closed commerce loop inside AI mode, and the EU is trying to pry that loop open so competitors like ChatGPT and Perplexity can access similar data. The practical question for merchants is which force wins, and the honest answer is probably both, eventually. Google will build its transactional capabilities as fast as it can while regulators slowly force data sharing that enables alternatives. The merchant who wins is the one who builds excellent product data that works across all of these platforms, not just Google's. Now, on the Google Ads side, two changes landed yesterday that you need to know about. First, Performance Max product reporting now covers all eligible networks. This means you'll see a one-time bump in reported metrics. Do not mistake this for actual performance improvement. It's a measurement change, not a results change. Audit your PMax reports carefully over the next few weeks. Second, local inventory ads are now the default for eligible shopping campaigns. If you have physical stores and you're feeding local inventory data to Google, this is a tailwind. If you don't, your competitors with physical presence just got a default advantage that you need to account for in your bidding strategy. Switching to the partner side, Shopify dropped a major security change that has a hard deadline attached. Starting October 15, 2026, the card deposit endpoint and the one apps use to store cardholder data before passing session identifiers to the Vault mutations and will require a Shopify-issued MTLS client certificate. Previously, this endpoint didn't require client certificate authentication. After October 15th, unauthenticated deposit requests will be rejected. Period. This is explicitly timed for Black Friday and Cyber Monday readiness. Shopify wants every card deposit to be cryptographically authenticated before the highest fraud risk period of the year. If you're building or maintaining apps that call customer payment method credit card create or customer payment method credit card update, you need to request your certificate now by emailing Shopify's MTLS partnerships team. First certificates are manually signed and take several days, so waiting until September means risking your BFCM readiness. For merchants, the action item is different but equally important. Ask your app providers whether they're aware of this change and whether they have a migration plan. If your subscription app or custom checkout integration deposits card data through Shopify's endpoint, that integration will break on October 15th if the app developer hasn't obtained and implemented their MTLS certificate. Find out now, not during peak season. Over in the broader retail landscape, Walmart is touting some of its lowest back-to-school pricing since 2019. Select school supplies start at 25 cents, they've added over 1,300 more rollbacks compared to last year, and their lunch basket averages under $2 per lunch. Deloitte's 2026 survey puts expected parent spending at $557 per child. That's a $13 year-over-year decrease and a 6% drop when adjusted for inflation. Nearly 60% of consumers expect the economy to worsen. This is the demand environment in which all of these AI and platform changes are happening. Consumers are price sensitive. They're letting tools, including AI tools, find the best deals for them. If your product data doesn't clearly communicate competitive value, the AI will recommend the competitor whose data does. And then there's QVC Group, which received court approval to exit Chapter 11 bankruptcy after reducing its debt from $6.6 billion to $1.3 billion. What's interesting isn't just the restructuring, it's the strategic pivot. QVC's CEO explicitly said the future is live social shopping, and the company has already launched a 24/7 live stream on TikTok Shop. This is a legacy commerce brand betting its post-bankruptcy future on social commerce and live selling. Whether it works or not, it tells you something about where the industry thinks consumer attention is heading. The thread connecting everything today is acceleration. Google is accelerating AI mode from search enhancement to commerce platform. Shopify is accelerating security requirements ahead of BFCM. Retailers are accelerating their value messaging as consumer pressure intensifies. And a legacy brand is accelerating its pivot to live social commerce. The merchants who are moving fastest on data quality, security compliance, and platform readiness are the ones who will be positioned to capture demand wherever it shows up, whether that's inside Google's AI on TikTok Shop or through traditional search. Speed and preparedness win in this environment. That's your ONTAP Daily for July 17th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.